Today I want to talk to you about through it all to the promise. Joshua 24 and 32. The bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel had brought up out of Egypt, they buried at Shechem in the plot of ground which Jacob had bought from his sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and which had become an inheritance of the children of Joseph. Exodus 13 and 19, and Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had placed the children of Israel under solemn oath, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here with you. I want to talk about through it all until you get to your promise. Through every trial, through every battle, you press on through it until you get to your promise. Did you know the devil does not want you to get to your promise? The enemy doesn't want you to get to your promise. The world doesn't want you to get to your promise. So there's going to be a battle and a struggle to get where God has called you to be. I want to talk about Joseph. What a great man of God Joseph was. What a great man of faith. What a great man to look after and to study after what he went through. You see, Joseph had a dream, and God gave him a dream, and in it, in the dream that God gave him, there was sheaves that stood up and bowed down to him. Another dream, the stars and the moons bowed down to him. And God was saying to him, I'm going to raise you up. I'm going to bring you into authority. But when he told his brethren, they were jealous of the dream that God had for them. You know, sometimes people fight against you, not because that they don't want you to have the dream. They're just jealous of what you want God to do for you. They're just jealous of what God is going to do for you. And his brethren were jealous. And the Bible said that Joseph was given from his father a coat of many colors because his father really loved him. And so they took him and they threw him in a pit. And they took animal blood and put it upon the coat, took it back to his father and said that Joseph is dead. They literally lied on him. They literally said that he was dead. And then when the Egyptians came by, they sold him as a slave. He was sold by his own brethren to become a slave. You know, here he has a dream, and God gives him a dream of what God's going to do for him. And the next thing you know, he's lied on. And then he's cast into a pit. And then his father is lied to about him. And then he's sold to be a slave. And back in those days, when you were a slave and you were traveling like that, they used to tie your hands to a rope with other slaves, and you had to walk. And here is Joseph walking, dust filling his lungs, dust flying as he's walking behind this wagon, and knowing he's been sold and knowing that his brethren had did this to him. And yet he's holding on. Yet he's pressing on. Yes, he's going, I've got a dream though. I'm not giving up on my dream. I'm trusting God for my dream. Listen to me. Hold on to God for your dream. Don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on what God said he's going to do for you. Because if God said he's going to do it, he's going to do it if you'll hold on and trust him and believe him. Now he was sold as a slave, and now he ends up in Potiphar's house as a slave. Yet God elevated him. You know, in the midst of your problems, God can elevate you. In the midst of your troubles, God can use you. I had a sister tell me one time, she said, I'm going for surgery, and I don't understand why I'm going through surgery. You know, I believe God, and I trust God, and yet I still got to go through surgery. And I said, you know what? God delivers some from the fire. He delivers others through the fire. I said, you've got to understand that in the midst of your problem, God will elevate you. And here she is waiting to go into the emergency room, waiting for her surgery. And she looks over and there's another lady there. And the other lady said, are you afraid? And she said, no, because I've got people praying for me. I've got a church praying for me. I have a pastor praying for me. And the other lady says, well, you know, I don't have anybody praying for me. Can you share those prayers? And this woman was able to grab her hand right there in that hall, pray with her, give her confidence. This lady accepted the Lord as her Savior right then. And I never forget that when this sister called me on the phone after her surgery, she said, Oh, it was great. It was wonderful. Though I went through that, God elevated me. God brought me out. And that's what God does in our life. He elevates us in the midst of our struggle. He elevates us in the midst of our trial. Though you might end up in Potiphar's house, if you hold on to your dream, God will elevate you. So now he's raised up to over all the workers and over all the slaves there in Potiphar's house. God had raised him up. But then Potiphar's wife thought he was a good-looking guy, and she went after him. She lusted after him. And the Bible said she called him, and she literally grabbed his coat and said, "Lie with me. Have relationship with me." Can you imagine? Here you are. You're working for a man, and God has elevated you, and then all of a sudden, here this is. Listen, although God elevates you and you're in the middle of the trouble, the devil still wants to rob you of your dream. The devil still wants to take your dream from you. Situations and circumstances in this world would want to take away your dream, but you've got to hold on to your dream. You've got to trust him. You've got to believe him, because if God said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. So here he was. He had a decision, and the Bible said he left his coat. He got out of his coat. Some of us need to leave our coat and run. We need to hold on to our dream and not hold on to our coat. You know, some of us want to hold on to our coat when we need to let go of our coat and hold on to our dream. What are you talking about? We need to let go of where we are and hold on to our dream. Let go of what people says about us, but hold on to our dream. Let go of what everything else and hold on to our dream. So he literally ran from her. And in her anger, because, you know, the enemy will get upset at you, in her anger, she lied on him. And she turned it around and said it was him that was after her. And it was him that made a pass at her. And so here is Joseph. He's doing things right. He's living right. He did things right, yet he's been lied on. And here he now is ended up in prison. Some of us would have said, "I quit. I'm giving up on my dream, man. There's no chance. I'm not doing this. I just quit. I'm not going this far." But not Joseph. He held on to his dream. He trusted God for his dream. He believed God. He worked and moved beyond his circumstances to get his dream. He held on to God. Though everything was against him, he held on to get his dream and to hold on to his dream. So now, as he's holding on to his dream, here he is in prison with criminals, yet he did nothing wrong. But yet, even in prison, God's hand was on him, and God elevated him. Now, Pharaoh has a dream, and in his dream, it's a terrible dream, but no one can answer his dream. But because Joseph had administered to the cook and the waiter, and when they came out, the baker, they told Pharaoh, and Pharaoh brought him out. And he told him his dream, and then Joseph interpreted his dream and told him what he needed to do, and that here Pharaoh goes down and puts a robe on him and makes him second command over all of Egypt. How awesome is that? Some of you are discouraged about where you are, but if you only understand that God is working things out for you. If it wasn't for a Potiphar's wife, he wouldn't end up in prison. If it wasn't for prison, he wouldn't have been standing before Pharaoh. Sometimes we just need to go, "God, I don't understand why I'm going through this, but I'm going to hold on to you, and I'm going to trust you. I'm going to praise you, and I'm going to hold on through it all. I'm going to get my promise. Through it all, my dream is going to be fulfilled, and I'm not going to give up until I get there." So now here he is over all, and he's over the wheat and the grain and making sure that they have enough, though the famine is coming. So famine comes, and guess what happens? Jacob and his sons run out of food, and they've got to come to Egypt to look for food. And guess who they run into? They run into their brother. Here is these rascals that lied on him, told his father he was dead, sold him into slavery, treated him wrong, and now here they are coming under him asking for food. A lot of us would say, "There ain't no way. You did me wrong, I'm doing you wrong. But you've got to understand, if there's unforgiveness in your heart, you cannot get to your dream. If you allow other people to hold you down, what other people did wrong to you, hold you back from your dream, you'll never get to where God wants you to be. You need to release it. You need to let it go. You need to shake it off. You know, I heard a story about a farmer who had a donkey, and he loved his donkey, but it was old and it was sick, and he knew it was time to put the donkey out of its misery, but he couldn't. So he took it to a friend who had a farm, and he told him, he says, listen, can you get rid of my donkey for me? And she says, sure. And he lowered the donkey down into a dry well. And every day he would begin to throw his garbage in on the donkey to bury the donkey in garbage. The garbage would come down and the donkey would just shake off the garbage, and then he would step up. More garbage would come in, and he would just shake off his garbage, and then he would step up. More garbage would come down, and he would just shake off the garbage, and then he would step up. He kept doing that until one day he stepped out of the well. Listen to me. We need to just shake it off. Shake off the hurts that others done to you. The Bible says he forgave his brothers. Listen to what he said to his brethren. He said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. God worked it out, not only for me, but for you, and for our Father, and for our people. God has planned through it all. You see, sometimes we don't understand why we're going through what we're going through, but if we're holding on to God, God's going to work it out for us. The Bible says, all things work out to good to them that love and trust the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Here, Joseph held on to God, and though he was in prison, though he was sold, though he was lied, God raised him up. Now listen to what Joseph said. Joseph said, I know that God is going to visit you. I know that God is going to bring you out of here. I know that God is going to take you to the land of the promise. Don't leave me here. I want to go to the land of promise. My father has purchased land there. That's where I want to be. And I can see them as these millions of Israelites were leaving Egypt. Up front was the bones of Joseph. He was going home. And the Bible said he was buried in Shechem, the land that his father bought. Listen, don't give up on your dream. Hold on. God will give you